Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GT Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GT Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
It's Buddy Baby. It's Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the
The Diva Squad, Squad, Squad,
Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad,
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, look on me, that's how I see. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end to future all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. A new mile frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's foul. What you holler about, money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout, and I got what you want. Bet I'm never running out.
Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. I am one of your hosts, Storm, and with me I have one of my fellow divas.
Yes, Ray Queen is in the building. Microphone check. Are we on the air?
Of course we are. And Ms. Mobetta will be joining us shortly.
Yeah.
So we do have a wonderful show lined up for you this evening. We will be interviewing at 8:30 this evening. Yes, 8:30 this evening. We will have our special guest on the air. We'll welcome Mr. Robert McCray. He'll definitely be with us here at the Diva Squad, and he'll be talking to us about he is the first, the numero uno American water supplier to be in Walmart. Yes, it's big. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. We're making history tonight. So we'll definitely be talking to him at 8:30. Know how he got started, how long he's been doing it, you know, so we're definitely excited to have him joining us at 8:30. But before he comes on, we'll just do a recap, you know, on the week and how it's been. Usually our show is definitely for adults only, but with our special guests, all ages are welcome. So, of course, the number to call is 563-999-3577. You must press the 1 button to be able to go on the air. But he'll be joining us at 8:30. Ms. Ray Queen, how are you?
I am good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Just bear with us this evening. We are having a storm. Certain news reporters to be maybe power. I don't know how bad it's going to be. But definitely just bear with us this evening. Happy hump day to everybody. The week has been okay thus far, you know. Happy to be among the land of the living. Definitely excited about that. I do want to take a moment, just a quick moment. You know, I do like some of my reality talk shows and, you know, my reality shows. So I do want to give, I know. I do want to give, send our condolences on behalf of GQ Palace Radio to Mimi Weeks, her husband, Greg. Oh, my God. They're a friend in my head. Of course, it's reality TV people.
Oh, yes.
But they are real people, you know, and he did lose his battle to cancer. He had been fighting for a long time, many years, and he did pass away at age 66. So
Mimi Leakes
they
husband.
Were on the, yes, the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Definitely, you know, definitely touching, you know, those of you who do watch the show and who have watched the show previously, you know, he was definitely so nice, so humble. Like I said, a friend in my head, I feel like I know them, you know, like we're friends, but, you know, we're not. We're not friends. But definitely, you know, I feel like, you know, he's a friend in my head. You know, I feel like Mimi's a friend in my head, but, you know, they're not really. For those of you who are tuning in, they're not my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I just love watching the show, and I was definitely a fan of Mimi and Greg, and Greg has passed away. That cancer sucks. It sucks. You know? So definitely sending our condolences to her. He was fighting colon cancer for a long time. So definitely our condolences. Happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating their birthdays. Happy birthday to you. I'd like to say it's Capricorn season, but it's really not. So, you know, it's soon. I think, I don't know what season we're in right now. I think Libra's come up next. I don't know. You know, Miss Mobetta is like the, you know, she's the
Leo.
She's the sign.
Oh, she's the guru.
Yeah, she knows all that stuff. So when she's in the building, she'll definitely tell you what season it is. Because I think Capricorn is the best season. But I'm just saying.
Aries.
You know.
Aries Nation.
Oh, Aries. Oh, Aries. Yeah. You're an Aries. It's not Aries season. Hey, Miss Mobetta.
Yeah.
Oh, hey,
girl. Hey, girl.
What season is it?
It's Virgo season.
I told you, you know. Virgo season,
okay.
My Capricorn season. You know.
Okay, so when does Virgo start and end? Because I have some Virgos.
Virgo start in August. They start August 21st, and it goes to September 21st. I think the 21st.
Oh. Okay.
And then
it's
Libra season.
So happy birthday to the
then Libra,
the Virgo
then
Sagittarius.
When is Leo the lion? That lion as Leo is beginning of August.
The lion as Leo. I can't. One says Leo the lion, said lion as
Woo!
Leo.
Woo! Big shout out
yes.
to all
so, Mr.
the.
Go ahead.
Big shout out to all the those who are going to college for the first time and middle time, last time, whatever. Big shout out to my daughter, Miss Independent Nia. She's on her last year
yes.
at Vassar. She made it there safe, and she is on her fourth year.
Good on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. And a shout out to Aikido. Her her birthday party on Saturday.
Yay!
It was nice. It was really,
yes,
but it was nice. You know what? Let me rephrase that.
Yes.
It was tough getting to get on the boat. You know,
it was
to get on the boat
of-
was packed, but once we got on the boat, it was really really nice. It was really
nice.
Guys.
300
nice.
Plus,
so,
300 plus people.
Yeah.
Nice. Bottom floor, second floor, third floor, and then a lounge top.
The
higher you got to the top,
yeah.
the rooftop, the higher you got to the top, the more classier it got. And we attended all layers, and we enjoyed ourselves. So,
yeah,
big shout out.
Yep.
Nice. Mm-hmm. White with a
the
touch of blue.
Wonderful. The view on top wonderful.
Yeah,
we did. We had a really good time. It was nice. It was definitely nice. So shout out, you know, to the promoters and stuff for that event.
All the
birthdays. Reach out to
yeah.
DQ Palace. We have some ideas on next time, you know. Just, you know,
yeah.
like helping out a little bit with the organization part of it, you know. But it was nice. It was definitely very,
yeah.
very nice.
Yeah.
Wonderful event.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So, Miss Mobetta, how you been? How's the week?
Miss
Mobetta, new?
Grandma. Glamour, big shout out to Miss Mo, Glamour in the building.
Yes,
Miss Mo, how is it?
That's my little prince. He's doing so good.
Oh.
So wonderful.
What?
He's just
so handsome.
I just cuteness overload, man.
Oh man, yes. Congratulations, Glamour.
Thank you. Words can't even describe. You know that. That joy that's there.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing
and
well.
And how you
and
been?
Doing well. Yeah.
Good. And how are you? You okay?
Well. Yeah, I'm doing all right. I've had better days, but listen, I ain't going to complain.
Amen.
You
know,
you always
Amen.
Set it up for me to complain about something, so I ain't going to do it today.
I'm doing it right.
I want to give a big shout out. I want to give a big shout out to those of us who are struggling and struggling to lose weight, struggling to, you know, oh my gosh. Big shout out to my partner, first of all, Miss Storm. We have been doing jumping jacks, at least 100 jumping jacks 5 days a week. And oh my gosh, I'm in pain. I am, and I'm not one to pop pills. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not one to pop pills. I'm not one to take medicine. But when I'm in pain, I'm in pain. So I'm alternating Tylenol with Motrin due to my pain in my legs. I got a bad knee for one, but my legs, my thigh muscles, my stomach. My core.
Right.
Ooh.
You know, it's a start.
Join us.
You got to be able to, you know, like, discipline yourself to try and do it. So we're definitely, you know, we're definitely doing it. You know, it is definitely getting harder and harder. And we say 100 today, but we didn't start doing 100. So the journey has been
right.
real, people, since.
2 weeks?
We didn't start doing 100. You know, we're up
2 to 3 weeks.
100. So, yeah, so we're definitely doing good.
Before we, I want to give a birthday and anniversary shout out to Janine. And Keith is her husband.
Keith, Janine,
so
and Keith, happy anniversary!
And anniversary to Janine
Yay.
And Heath.
Yes,
Yay!
Oh,
Heath, Heath or Keith? Is it Heath or Keith?
Heath with an H.
Oh, Heath, okay, okay. Happy anniversary!
Oh, that's nice.
Yep. Yep.
That is so nice. All right. All
yeah.
right. So
yeah, yeah,
with that
yeah.
being said, we did make the announcement that we will be having our special guest come on at 8:30 for the interview, Mr. Robert McCray. He'll be joining us tonight. And we're definitely excited, definitely making history, you know, to be the water, you know, the water supplier for one of them for Walmart, but the first African-American. Yes, I said it. Yes.
Woo!
So it's definitely a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. So we want to definitely
yes.
welcome him when he calls at 8:30. And we definitely got to, you know, let him share his story with you guys and, you know, let us know if it's in all Walmarts, or certain Walmarts, you know, how is it distributing and stuff like that. So we're definitely excited for that. So we'll definitely have him on 8:30. But real quick, did you guys hear something about unemployment coming to a halt this weekend or something?
I did.
Really?
Did you guys hear that?
I did.
They're cutting unemployment?
Yes. I did. There's a possibility. However, it could be a last-minute thing, just like that there's the moratorium on the evictions. I just heard
right.
today that the moratorium on the evictions is which was supposed to be yesterday or today or whatever, sometime, yes, August 30th or 31st, is now extended until January something. So we don't know. It would
really?
Be, it might be last minute, especially being that the numbers due to the COVID are rising. We'll see. But, yes, the unemployment is any day now. Is supposed to be coming to an end, not the regular unemployment, but that extra $300 or whatever. That's supposed to be, yeah,
six whatever.
That extra, yeah. No, the 600 that has already been stopped. The 600, the extra 600 has already stopped, and the 300, it dropped down to 300. It should be stopping soon.
Oh.
However, like I said, yes, it's only been $300 extra dollars. Due to the rise in numbers of the COVID, it may, at the very last day, change. We don't know, but yes, it's coming to a halt ASAP, like within the next 7 days.
Wow.
We'll see.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'll check in
well,
all of that.
I'm just saying, because hiring people, for those of you who decide to move work, and, you know, because some of
mm-hmm.
you will not be making a lot of money at home, so it might be
mm-hmm.
beneficial to come on back
mm-hmm.
to the workforce, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of jobs
sorry, not
hiring.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry, but there's some
hiring
those
now,
of,
a lot of
those of you
is
who, yeah, those of you who have been lazy, I'm sorry. This is Ray Queen. No, I'm not sorry. Get your ass out there and work. You're lazy. Those of you who, because there are so many jobs every single day. My job that I work at, hiring. There's a roller rink that a new roller rink opening up within the next 30 days here in Shirley. So many jobs opening. We have a new Super Walmart opening on William Floyd Parkway. It's across between
yep.
Yaphank and Medford / Shirley
yep.
opening. Super Walmart. There's only six of them on Suffolk County. Several jobs are opening up. Get your ass out there and work. I don't care if it is less than what you're making on unemployment. You're a lazy son of a gun if you are living off of the system. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm
she
sorry.
Went,
I'm not sorry. I did. That was
Ray Queen having a moment.
Yes.
That was her having a moment.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Having Chester. I'm having a moment.
That part.
Yes. Pump up the volume.
Woo!
Woo!
Seriously speaking, though, that it made a lot of people, that unemployment just made a lot of people not want to go back to work. It did. It did make sense because they would make more money on unemployment than they'll ever see working a job. You understand?
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Some people come home $1,100 a week from unemployment. Are you
kidding?
But see, the thing is, nope, they wasn't saving that money. Ain't nobody saved that money. They was out blown.
Yeah. For real. Not all of you. We're not talking about all of you, but those of you who we are talking about, you know who you are. We see you. I see you. Real eyes, real eyes. We see you. Yes.
I can't. Yeah. So
woo!
You can also go and
Storm, your phone is breaking up. Mine? Yeah, we did
apologize in the beginning of the show. We have heavy rains, torrential rains out here. We have tornado warnings. We have flood warnings. So please pardon us for our services tonight. But we will continue on with the show. However, just the little glitches that we have, blame it on the weather, Mother Nature.
Yeah,
our weather is bad.
Can you hear me or not?
We can hear you, but you're breaking up some kind of bad. Like, we heard, can you hear me?
But prior to that, it was just, yeah.
We heard, can you hear me? And we heard, am I? But prior to that, it was like, yeah.
How about now?
Just step into you. Yeah, now it's clear.
Yeah, because it's courtesy of the Bluetooth. I'm just saying. Yeah, that was the Bluetooth mixed with the mixed with our service. I don't know, but I'm here. Yes, I'm here. I was explaining that there's a lot of websites out there that you can go to looking for employment. There's a lot of websites you could check out. Indeed, Indeed have lots of jobs. There's group homes all over.
Hiring
town
agencies.
Has group homes if you're looking there. You have grocery stores.
Everywhere, there's so many jobs. We got another new fast food restaurant opening up here in Shirley. What's that one? Sonic is opening up in Shirley. They're hiring. Everywhere is hiring. Every McDonald's is always hiring.
They got
Lidl's.
That's how you pronounce that store. Lidl's.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, they're hiring also. So this stuff. But now the thing is, like, you have this another thing is about, you know, with people being evicted and all kinds of stuff. You have the homelessness has climbed like 65%, you know, and they were just talking like how people weren't paying their rent during, you know, the pandemic and the moratorium period and stuff. So, but I mean, you've seen people just, they're stuff sitting on the side of the road. These landlords, you know, that caught the period where it was suspended, you know, they put people out, even up in the city. You have buses of people because the hotels claim their hotels back. They can no longer use the hotel as a shelter. And now you just have so many people that's in the street. Now, I said that because when you go into, like, these rents and stuff, when I tell you it's super expensive, it's expensive. They want, you know, you're paying $6,000 to $7,000 to move. Then they want you to have a 700 credit score plus. That's buying a house. You understand what I'm saying? That's what it is to buy a house. And you know why? Because they don't have anything in place where these landlords, first of all, if they're using like a broker and stuff to list their stuff, they should be responsible to pay that, not the tenant. Second, they shouldn't be allowed access to anybody's credit report, because that's personal business, and that really doesn't determine how people are going to pay their rent. Now, if you're not a lending institution, you're not lending anybody any money, so why would you, you know? So.
And it's not a law that they ask for our credit reports, those of us who are renting, or, you know, so when, you know, I know if I go, the fact that I am a renter, I am, truth be told, I am a renter. I am not, I don't own a home, and I'm not purchasing one anytime soon. Now, within the next few years, yes, I am. However, right now, the next place that I am looking for, I will be renting one more time before I purchase. Do not, and I repeat, do not. And I'm going to let the landlord or the rental agency or whoever know, my credit score is none of your business, and it is not a law.
Yes.
It's not a law that that you have to get my credit score. I apologize. Now I can give you some references to people that I pay my bills to.
References and
if you don't
income.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want to go on that? Then let's go on that. However, I'm sorry. Just like it's none of my business what goes on in your household, I'm sorry. Because you could be renting to me an illegal home.
Right.
For instance, the last home that I rented, the last two homes that I rented, there was an illegal apartment connected to each of both of them. The last three homes, as a matter of fact, that I rented. And it was easy for me to get in. They were eager to get someone in, and they didn't ask for my credit report. And they didn't do all this background check, this, that. I just paid first month rent and part of, you know, the deposit or whatever. And I'm like, wow, that was easy. Come to find out, there's an illegal apartment connected to it. So look into what you do. But at the same time, the landlord, if those landlords have a good lawyer or a good lawyer friend or whatever, they can still, you know, evict, you know.
They maneuver around certain
but
things.
But absolutely.
Yeah.
However, know that you can get around it. Get them in trouble before they can put you out, because there are ways. There are ways around it. Absolutely. So don't let anyone in life get over.
I think part of the big picture with that is part of the big picture, I believe, is that the laws are the laws when it comes down from renting and having rental income and having rental properties. And a lot of people, you know, because they don't want to give like all of that additional information and stuff like that, you know, they don't really do their homework to see, because technically when you go look at a place and there's another room with a door, you want to make sure that who's going to occupy this. You know, you want to know those things. And that's how those scammers is what I call them. That's how they get over, because that's going to be for so-and-so or so-and-so, or they won't be here that much. You know, they try and get through that, and then they don't require you to do the one-month rent, one-month security, you know, and the deposit. They don't require you to do that because they already know going in from the gate that they're not doing it legally. So you guys just have to be careful when you go look for houses and stuff or look for apartments to find out. You can do your homework before you even give them any information to find out if their apartment is legal. You know, you can do your homework too, and you could actually, and you could present it also, because they need a renter's permit. If the landlord is not living and occupying that property, they do need a renter's permit in order to be able to rent you that property. So those are things that people don't know, you know, but
I learned the hard way. Let me tell you,
a lot of people do.
I rented a house. Yes, I rented a house one time that had, number one, it had a legal apartment. And the lady, the so-called landlord, oh, yeah, you know, there's an apartment downstairs, but, you know, every excuse or whatever. They're hardly ever, actually, they're not even there. This is going on, whatever. Anyway, and then when I went to view it, her husband was in the truck outside sitting. And she said, oh, that's my husband in the truck, whatever. And I went to say hi, and he gave me a look, and it was like, I got nothing to do with it. So from the jump, I'm like,
Hold on, Ray. Just real quick, because it's 8:30. Mr.
Yes.
If you're on the line, please press the 1 button so that we know that it's you. The number to call is 563-999-3577. Mr. McCray, just press that 1 button so this way we know it's you so we can bring you on the air and start your interview. Ray, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, yes. So I saw the house, loved it. She showed me the apartment even. And I was like, oh, this is just the lady's stuff that she's moving out or whatever, you know, whatever. Okay, fast forward. I rented the house. She only wanted half of the first month's rent and no security, nothing. She just wanted someone in there. Come to find out, the house was already in foreclosure. She was collecting this money, and she did not even still own the premises. So, but it takes a while for all that process to go through. She was in the beginning of the, you know, foreclosure, whatever. So anyway, she would come by, and, you know, like 10 days before my rent was due, oh, yeah, I need the money, this, that, other, that. Oh, yeah, this, okay, fine. I'm going to, you know, long story short, she wasn't even the landlord. It was the, you know, the an agency, because she had the house was foreclosed. She wasn't even supposed to be occupying the house, period, point blank.
So just real quick,
I was out of money. So anyway, that part,
just real quick. Look, because you know, callers and listeners, it's kind of long winded. You know,
how did we get on this topic? Anyway,
me, you know me.
Storm, really, Storm.
Dude. I'm sorry for the show. Welcome to the Diva Squad.
We lost your voice for like 10 seconds. Who's on the Diva Squad?
Yeah, we can hear you speaking.
Who's on the show? We lost your voice, Storm, for like
our special guest.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Storm, I did hear that out west was worse than out east. Your service is horrible, Storm. We're hearing like every couple of, like one word out of every 10, if that. Is our special guest on the line? If you are, welcome and speak to us.
Yes, my name is Robert McCray. How are you doing today?
Oh, welcome, Robert. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome.
All right. Yes. All right. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for tuning in. We welcome you to the Diva Squad. Yes. Storm, are you there? Okay. Okay. We will continue on with our show. Yes. We welcome you. Mr. Robert McCray. The owner of, is it Live Water? Is that what it's called? Live Alkaline Water. Mr. Robert McCray, owner of Live Alkaline Water. Okay.
Yes. We'd like to turn. The Diva Squad. My name is Miss Movetta, and it's Ray Queen on the line. I'm sure you've met Storm.
Okay.
And we're grateful, and it's like a breath of fresh air also, you know, having black business owners and, you know, stuff that's evolving and, you know, and growing business-wise. And
my first question, I just, I got to get it out there, you know. What I'd like for you to do real quick, if you could explain just real quick, you know, nothing real long, the difference in alkaline water, regular water, and the acidic water. So, because there's a lot of people that don't understand the value of alkaline.
Exactly. Well, the difference in alkaline water and regular water is that most of the water, municipal sources of water, even most of your spring water, is acidic. Acidic means it's on the side of the 6.5, sometimes down as low as a 4.5, all the way up to a 6.9. A neutral is 7.0. Well, when your water becomes alkalinity, alkaline, it's above 7. You'll go anywhere between a 7.2 all the way up to an 8.2 or to an 8.1. In a natural state. Now, there's other things you can do to cause your water to go all the way up to a 9, but that is unnatural. And the way we have is very natural, and it comes from our underground springs.
You said above 9 is unnatural?
Excuse me again?
You said anything that's above 9 is unnatural?
Yes, it becomes unnatural because alkalinity, you can enhance. Some people are using different chemicals, machinery to cause their water to be real high in alkalinity, which is an unnatural state. Usually a natural state of alkalinity is the same pH level as a newborn baby, which is about a 7.3 or 7.5. That's the natural state of alkalinity.
I think I've read that somewhere before.
Okay, so just real quick, can you guys hear me?
There she goes. Yes.
Okay. Yes. That's your girl, Storm. So, Mr. McRae, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I was born and raised in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. A very go-getter. I was a young man. I like to work, like to get things done. And what happened in my life is that, you know, I wanted to see better. I wanted to do better. My grandmother used to get us up every Saturday while everybody else was watching cartoons. We was either cutting grass, trimming bushes, out in the field growing food, picking food. But she gave us a what we call today a work ethic, a mind to have something, to do something, to have a better life. Well, a little more about me. I am, like I said, I'm from born and raised in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I do own my own company, which I all know is Live Alkaline Water, LLC. Years and years ago, I started dealing with water about 15 years old when I had my first summer job, where I built one of the first water treatment plants that they had here in North Carolina. And that's how one of the reasons why I got involved at that time, and not knowing what the future was truly holding up to this day about dealing with water.
I have a question. This is Ray Quinn. When did this alkaline water, live alkaline water that is actually in Walmart, certain Walmart stores, blow up? When did this blow up?
Well, it started blowing up around 2016. But before that, I was already doing the water on the grassroots level. I decided to do something a little bit greater, and I wanted to do something. I had a board meeting, and in my board meeting, I told one of my guys, I said, I want to do something to go public, to get the attention of the people. He said, what do you want to do, Mr. McCray? I said, well, I want to get in Walmart. And everybody just started kind of looking at me like, Walmart? I said, yeah. He said, why? I said, because our people don't believe in our own product until somebody else said it. And so that was the reason for getting into Walmart, so that people can understand that we have something very valuable that we're going to need in this day and time now. And all that came true.
Awesome. Congratulations. Big congratulations. We are so proud of you. Wow.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes.
Are there any downsides? Because we already know a lot of things come with gifts and curses and pluses and minuses. What would be the biggest minus of running your company and, you know, being a black business owner or anything like that? What would be any kind of negatives or anything? Because, you know.
Well, I don't look at anything as being negative, Because gotcha. with most people look at stuff being negative, I take it as a stepping stone to utilize that to the best of our ability in our best interest. So when we look at something, if somebody say no, that means there are three other yeses somewhere.
Okay.
And so I don't look at things as being negative. I take everything as they come and utilize it in the proper perspective.
That's awesome.
Amen. So when we say downside, you know, there's truly no downside in business. You will have business go too well. You will have business go seem like it's not doing so well. But you take that and you utilize that to your best of your ability.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Awesome.
I know that.
Awesome.
Like you said, for that one no, it's three yeses. That was really profound, actually. You know, and I like that. I do. Ooh. I like that. That actually spoke to me just now, you know. And, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to ask you, so now that you have went into Walmart, what's next?
That was my question.
It's just a great, like I say, Walmart was the attention getter. You know, I say, people don't believe until somebody else say, yeah, we got this, and everybody want to flock to it. But what's next is what we're already doing now. We grassroots. I love to go grassroots because in grassroots, you can create from apprenticeship to entrepreneurship to ownership. So we're creating jobs in the community so we can better our economic situation. And, you know, if I got three or four people up under me and they're making $200,000 to $300,000 a year doing what we're doing now, then they hire two or three people up under them in the same community. We are strengthening our community and we're giving our people something that's of value. And that's what we're doing actually right now today.
Excellent.
So how many businesses or franchises do you have as of now, and where are they?
I got stores in 17 different states. I would say 17 different states. I ain't gonna say stores. I got distributors in 17 different states right now. So in New York, New Jersey, the Bronx, Ohio, Florida. Of course, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and also we like I said, different places in Africa. So we all over the place. So I always tell people, if we push it and follow God's will, we're going to make it happen. And it's happening right before our eyes.
That's right.
That's what's up.
Well, here at GQ Palace, we are definitely grateful
when it's ordained by
you.
God, man.
Here at GQ Palace, we are glad to have you on, and we will do whatever we can and need to do to help push this and even grow bigger. We are definitely a new supporter of you, a major supporter of you.
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
I appreciate that.
God bless you. We thank you. Hands up to you.
I really appreciate that.
Yes. Now, go ahead, Ms. Loretta.
No, go right ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, are you on different websites where people can go on the websites and order that way versus going to, you know, the different distributors?
Yes.
You
can go to livealkalinewaterllc.org. Or you can go on our Instagram page, the official Live Alkaline Water Instagram page, and you can order through there.
I think I've even seen, I was looking on eBay and Amazon.
Yes.
I think
yes.
I might have even seen
yes,
it on
you
Amazon.
Yes, you did. You seen some of our products on Amazon, too.
Yes.
So that's why I say we really all over the place. And our goal is to get this water into everybody's household. And then we're going to do it.
Oh, it will be in mine. It will definitely be in mine. This is Ray Queen. It will definitely be in mine.
I know that's right.
Yep. And I will post it on social media and share it, you know, and as a member of GQ Palace, I will be sharing. Absolutely. Yes.
Yes. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We thank you. Yes.
I'm just
do
doing what I'm
supposed
to do. Do you
have partners? I know you probably have a lot of investors, but do you have business
partners?
No,
I don't have no business partners. I don't have investors. This came off my own dime.
That's right.
I started out at zero, just taking water, just taking a chance and using my own funds to try to see where I can go with it. I got a motto, no retreat. I always tell people, no fear, no retreat, no surrender. That's my motto, and that's what I go by. So no matter how I look, no matter what I go through, we keep pushing until we reach our goal. That's the key.
Okay.
Excellent.
So I always tell people, I try to get loans from banks. They just, like I was saying before, credit, they turn you down, you don't have enough credit, et cetera, et cetera. I just decided to make up my mind. I said, God, I know you're with me. If you're for me, who can be against me? Let's do it.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
And so that's what we started doing.
Right.
Wow.
Now, how long would you say that it took you to get to where you are now?
Oh, in reality, about 25 years.
Really?
About 25 years. That's what I'm saying. I've been doing it way before I got into Walmart, just pushing it and going through whatever it took to get it done.
Right.
Right.
I was delivering on a weekly basis. I was doing 2,000-4,000 gallons a week going up and down the road. You'll never know it was me.
Wow.
Gotcha. I did some research myself. I'm like,
let me see where this comes from.
And yeah, I'm like, let me see where this comes from. And you know, what, like, is it a spring or is it something that they make or whatever? I did a little research. Ray Queen did a little research. Yeah.
And if you did the research, it's coming from my underground springs on the land.
Yep,
indigenous land that's been in my family for over 450 years.
That's what I found out. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Amen. I saw that. Indigenous. He said his family, indigenous land. Not a lot of people know about the indigenous people. That is. If you don't know about it, look into it. Indigenous people. That's another topic, actually, we can talk about for hours. That'll be another show.
Mm-hmm.
Indigenous people, our land. Our land.
Yes. Yes.
Land that is owned by no one, that you got to sign papers. None of that.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Anyway,
exactly.
I know I'm talking a lot tonight, Ray Queen. This is Ray Queen, but I'm going to back up a little bit. Because I'm so excited about this. But I'm going to back up a little bit, y'all. Harden, Ray Queen, speaking above and all that stuff. So I'm going to back up. Love y'all.
she put herself in timeout real quick. Just one minute.
That's all right. Sometimes we have to do that to get to rejuvenize ourselves and get on the track again.
Right, right. You know, what I was going to say is when we pray, we have to know what to pray for, because you were saying 25 years, that takes patience.
Yeah, 25 years. Yeah.
25
years. I was doing it for 25 years, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a lifetime. And like you said, you have to have patience, because you're going to have doors closed in your face. You're going to have people that say no. You're going to, you know what I mean? So, you know, I just commend you for not giving up. And, you know, and pushing forward. And I'm sure there's a strong passion in there.
It is. I tell people that all the time.
Mm-hmm. The benefit that's along with alkaline water.
Yes, yes. Having this kind of alkaline water, which is natural from God himself, coming from underground, it has 108 different trace minerals. And what most of us don't know, that covers the exact same amount of minerals that's in our body that's needed to function properly. And most people don't know that. Most people think, I got 90-something minerals from this herb or from this sea moss and all that. But God gives you all the minerals and stuff you need in his natural water. And when we drink that like we're supposed to, you won't have too many ailments. Believe me, I'll be 56 years old and probably can outrun most 28 years old.
Look at you. Okay.
I live and I work out.
Okay, look at you.
Are you going to get up there and do the milk crate challenge?
I ain't going to do that now.
Oh, no.
look, I want to still be, I still want to be able to run the business in good health.
I have to throw that out. I just have to throw that out there, you know.
Do you have a team that you work with right now, or how is it?
I work with all my distributors. I got a team of distributors that I work with, and that on a regular basis, on a daily basis, we keep each other informed. We move as a unit, and I found that's an easier way to do business and empower your people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Wow. So we're not restricted. We're not restricted on certain rules and regulations as far as how many people you can have in your place, how many people this. But if you get people, I come to your house and empower you. Say, oh, okay, I want you to get and be a part of the distributor team. This is what it takes. Blase, blase, et cetera, et cetera. And guess what happens? You go out and you do the same thing. Now you done got your whole community involved, and now your whole community is moving in an area. Let's say like Forsyth County. I got a whole team in Forsyth County. We got Forsyth County, Gifford County, Yakin County, David County, Stokes County all tied up because we all moving as a unit. And these people are working for the same company. Mm. But yet they're on different times.
Wow.
Has there ever been anybody that say, no, this won't work? Has anybody ever tried to shoot your ideas down?
Of course. Of course, they always try to shoot ideas down. Most people that do that, they are corporate structured. They so structured in corporate America that they're not flexible. They're not flexible, or they're not open enough to understand that when God make a move, nothing can stop that move. And I sure improve that by doing what I'm doing. And I stay rooted, grounded, and I try my best to stay as humble as possible without sounding like I'm arrogant, which I'm not. I had people say, oh, you go run into this problem, that problem. I said, you know what? I already solved that before I started.
Well, it's not looking
at me, and I tell them, picture me rolling. Exactly. But that's okay, because guess what? I still got water for them too. I got love for them too.
Right.
Yes.
Yep. You thirsty? I got a little something for you to drink.
Exactly. You thirsty? I give you something to drink. Even if you're hungry, I got food for you to eat. If you're homeless, I got a place for you to rest your head. So bring it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, that's awesome. And
yes.
I pray that God keeps your business covered and all that stuff.
Yes.
You know, and block out any hateration.
Yes.
You know, that's going on.
With the interview that we've given
you
tonight.
The water, actually.
Is there anything that you would like the listeners and callers to know?
Always tell our people, eat right, drink right, you'll begin to think right as a people. I always tell them that. So let's start eating right, drinking right, so we can think right. And if we think it right, we'll move in the right direction and do right by each other.
Yes.
Excellent. Words of wisdom.
Amen. That used to always be a motto of ours. Get your mind right and your body a follow.
Exactly.
Again, we appreciate you coming in and sharing a little piece of your life with us tonight.
Yes, ma'am. I thank you for the invite.
Yes, you're welcome back anytime, and Jiki Palace is going to do our part to do what we need to do to help move it a little further. So we definitely need to talk so we can definitely link with our connections, you know, and go from there. Excited. It was an honor having you on this evening, and you're welcome back anytime.
I appreciate it.
You want to give your information out?
Yes. You can follow us on Instagram. It's Official Live Alkaline Water Instagram page. And you can also look us up at livealkalinewaterllc.org. Once again, Official Alkaline Water Instagram page and livealkalinewaterllc.org. You can contact us there, and we will respond back to you immediately.
Excellent. Any
shout-outs
that you
want to
give this evening?
Say any shout-outs? Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to Miss Mac Marketing. Thank her.
Yes.
I want to appreciate y'all for allowing me to come on here.
Yes. You're welcome. Anytime. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. All right. Thank you for coming on again, and we look forward to. Go ahead, Ray.
This is Ray Queen. I've said enough tonight. I'm passing on the mic already. Mwah. Love y'all.
Ew.
Oh, Lord. All right. Oh, so with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it was a wonderful show this evening. Hanging out with you guys next week, Wednesday. Same time, same time. Make sure you guys go ahead and get that alkaline water and support Mr. Robert McKee.
All right. Peace and blessing, Queens.
Peace and blessings, indeed.
Yes, yes. Amen.
Storm broke up.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Woo!
I like this young man because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to classic.
All right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had to pay a lease. Besides that, the pinstripes in the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. My niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt and alligators. You wanna see the inside? I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake. Why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place. Play your position. Here come my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket. Rob him while his friends watch it. That hoes clock it. Here comes respect. His crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at they man eyes. Big man, they never try. So we roll with them. Stole with them. I mean loyalty. Niggas bought me milks at lunch. The milks with chocolate. The cookies, butter crunch. 88, Oshkosh, and blue and white stuff. That's the blunt. I had enough heart for most of them, long as I got stuff for most of them soft. Even when I was wrong, I got my point across. They depicted me the boss. Of course, my orange box cutter make the world go round. Plus I'm fucking, bitches ain't my homegirls now. Start stacking, dabbled in crack, gun packing. Nicknamed Medina, made the scene, took my Nina. From gym class to in glass, passed off for global. The only nigga with a mobile, can't you see like total. Getting larger and wasting taste. Ain't no telling where this telling is heading. Just in case, keep a shell at the tip of your melon. Clear the space. Your brain was a terrible thing to waste. 88 on gate, snatch initial nameplate. Smoking splits with niggas. Real life, begin to kill us. Praying God forgive us for being sinners. Help us out. Enterprise, and I ain't have to be in school by 10. I then began to encounter with my counterpart to how to burn the block apart. Break it down into sections. Drugs by these selections. Some use pipes, others use injections. Syringe sold separately. Frank the deputy, quick to grab my Smith and Wesson like my dick was missing. To protect my position, my corner, my layer. While we out here, say the hustler's prayer. If the game shakes me or breaks me, I hope it makes me a better man. Take a better scene, put money in my mom's hand. Get my daughter this college plan, so she don't need no man. Stay far from timid, only make moves when your heart's in it. And live to pray, sky's the limit. Motherfucker, see you Trump don't stop.